This is 90.1 WABE. A long holiday weekend is imminent, but there are many good reasons to stay in town. Mary Davis will now convince us to stick around. Morning, Mary. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Now, Steve, when I think of a long weekend, I think of you and what you may be doing.
And you always do, yeah.
I do. Let
me paint the picture. Am I wearing the jorts? Is that the word?
Jorts and mandals. There you are, just like...
Flipping burgers?
Taking a hike up Stone Mountain. That's, you know, where you're from. So maybe it's time for you to move on to Kingston Downs because the Counterpoint Music Festival is happening. Now, I like the idea of this music festival because there's yoga, there's adult games, but this is something that they have that I'm not sure if you're familiar with. Are you familiar with the silent disco?
This all sounds like a scream Steve Goss. Let me tell you that right now. I mean, just...
Well, the silent
disco. This electronica,
disco.
This DJ, that's the silent right. disco. Man, I am there.
Silent disco. So basically what everybody does, they all have headphones on. And they're all hearing the music. So you can't. So obviously you're watching everybody dance to silence. It's actually, it's pretty cool. This is going on at Kingston Downs all weekend long. So they have all those other things, but they also have a lot of great artists who are headlining it. It's a combination of jam bands and EDM music. But I would recommend Chet Faker for Friday night. He is a really, really cool, innovative electronic slash rock artist. I'm into him. I don't understand.
You know, I was looking at the rundown, and I think most of it is electronica. So I'm wondering, what is Widespread Panic doing in that?
Widespread Panic and Galactic is another band that I'm recommending, and they're not. I mean, I guess they flirt with that, but I think maybe the dancing is kind of the same. So if you're dancing to EDM and you're dancing to jam band music, does that kind of cross over in a good way? There is noodle dancing in EDM. Do I sound old? Like. Isn't that how they dance to jam band and EDM?
And you can camp there, too.
You can camp there. But my recommendations for Friday night is Chet Faker. I like Widespread Panic, obviously, and Galactic Saturday night. And then Umphrey's McGee. I mean, they're a rockin' jam band, and they play on Sunday night. That's the Counterpoint Music Festival going on all weekend at Kingston Downs.
On Friday night at Chastain Park, what can we say about this artist that hasn't been said many, many times before? An enduring, incredible voice that, you can't talk about poppy music in the last 50 years without talking about Diana Ross.
And I want the world to know I'm going to let it show. I'm coming out, Steve.
Okay.
Upside down, you turn me. I love Diana Ross. Come
ain't
on.
No mountain high enough, Mara.
Seriously.
To get away from these song references is what I mean.
It's just too easy. But Diana Ross, yes, the glamorous, the hair, the body. You know there's going to be some fan blowing on her. And she's got that great voice. And like you said, it's 50 years of great music. How elegant. Chastain on a Friday night with Diana Ross. Cheers. That's Diana Ross tomorrow night at Chastain Park.
Let's head over to Symphony Hall. Interesting show for a couple nights.
Yes, well, I'm sure I know because Steve and I actually talk about TV off the air all the time, and he watches all the shows, and Mad Men, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Coming to a close, and I'm upset about it because it feels like a loss. I mean, we've been with it for so many years, but the cool thing about that show is it's brought to our attention some really, really groovy music. I love when what's old is what's new again, so that's what's happening over at Symphony Hall with conductor Stephen Reinecke. And they're going to be doing the music of the Mad Men era, Henry Mancini. But they're updating it too by throwing in some Amy Winehouse music. I'm sure you're going to hear the Mad Men theme song. It's going to be really cool.
They got a couple singers from Broadway musical theater who are going to sing the songs. Ryan Silverman, Nikki Renee Daniels. She's currently in the Book of Mormon on Broadway. So some really talented performers. And this show is touring the country.
Yes, it is. And it will be in town tomorrow night and Saturday night. Feel free to dress in your Don Draper outfit.
But you can't smoke in the show.
You can't.
But I think you could probably get a bourbon if you wanted or something.
I think you probably could. Yeah. That's Music of the Mad Men Era tomorrow night and Saturday night at Symphony Hall.
So as we're wont to do when conditions warrant, we sort of stumble into the week after the weekend. And the Canadian Rockers are in town that you previewed back in January as a concert not to miss.
Well, I'm a big fan of Rush, obviously. Canadian rock, I dig it all. But Rush, they sort of define music in Canada, and they're saying this is going to be their last tour. Like, this is it. I know we've heard this before from so many artists, but the Rush fans get into it. I mean, if you want to see a bunch of dudes doing air drumming to try and be Neil Peart, you know, they're just, like, out of control. They know all the words. And I said this last time, ladies, no line in the ladies' room. You can just get right in.
Well, there's a great reason to go to the show. I mean, if you can't handle his voice, which some people can't, so I don't know.
You're
who
not
that would
into
be.
Geddy Lee, are you?
No, I'm not. Okay, so I'll admit it.
Okay.
I think instrumentally they are a great band. I think they're very important and significant. I just not my cup of tea. That's all.
But some of my favorite songs, like Limelight and Tom Sawyer. I think Spirit of Radio is my favorite Rush song because it's even relevant today when it's talking about the business of radio. But I mean, Red Barchetta. I'm like a dude over here. I want to go to the Rush show.
and the ladies' room while you're there.
No doubt. I'm going to get my makeup done in there. That's Rush, Tuesday night at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.